Earlier today, Eurozone inflation reads came in above forecast, adding further fuel to the case for a 75 basis point rate hike from the ECB in September. But the euro hasn't been able to do much with the data, perhaps on the news that French inflation data was a miss. Broadly speaking, we're in a state of consolidation off recent equity market weakness and US dollar strength, which means the trend is still holding in the court of bearish stocks and a strong US dollar. It's worth noting that August is closing out today, and we should expect some added volatility around end of month flows. It will be interesting to see where the dust settles as far as US equities go, but as things stand, the bearish reversal in August suggests September could be an ugly month for risk assets. Looking ahead, we get US ADP employment, a Fed Mester speech, Canada GDP, and Chicago PMIs. That's all for now.